Here, Webster got a chance here, it's game over.
Oh well. What can you do?
God loves a trial, that's for sure. And it's St Mirren faltered to defeat. But my God, did they not lie down? Just goes to show the fighting spirit that's been instilled by Alex Ray and David Farrell since taking charge in December. It finishes here at Starks Park, here live on St Mirren Radio. Raith Rovers 4, St Mirren 3. A hat-trick from Ryan Hardy and Mark Stewart got the goals for Raith Rovers. Keith Watson got 2 for the buddies. David Clarkson got his first, and Keith Watson got that second one. We all dared to dream that St Mirren could get an equaliser in this game, but it wasn't to be. It's another defeat on the road, but my God, it would have been an almost victory feeling had St Mirren got a draw out of this one.
Yeah, it would have been if they hadn't made any of those defensive mistakes. You know how different today could have been. Raith Rovers really only scored because Ryan Hardy ran riot amongst the St Mirren defence, and it caused them all sorts of problems. And if they'd been able to just sort that a little bit sooner, then they maybe could have won this game.
Well, Colette, you've been busy with social media. I'll just bring you back in. It was an eventful game. Just give us your assessment on it. It's ended Raith Rovers 4, St Mirren 3.
Yeah, it was eventful. Sometimes I was struggling, to be honest, to keep up with that. Look at screen, look at this, look at that. Keep an eye on scores. But no, definitely, St Mirren will feel a wee bit aggrieved to not have taken anything from that, especially they played with a lot of urgency after the third went in, I found. But you know, the first half almost killed it. I know you were talking about like daring to dream and stuff, you know, 2 goals down within 25 minutes. But the thing is, they had so many corners in the first half. They had numerous corners that they just failed to capitalise on until obviously Watson eventually did. So you've got to wonder, like, is that wee bit of like clinicalness in front of a goal just coming from set pieces that might have hurt them a wee bit? But you know, getting the goal just before half time is wee bit of a lifeline. Losing the goal so early in the second half, it was a wee bit back to square one. But no, it was encouraging to see the urgency that they played with. Just maybe if they could put that into practice a wee bit earlier on.
Thanks very much, Colette. We'll not let you get away, because you know you're going to try and get a word with Alex Ray if you can.
Yep.
I'm sure there's a lot of talking points to be had from that game, so we'll let you go and try and get a wee word with the manager.
Thank you, Dylan.
Well, Stephen, it's ended 4-3. You know, Raith Rovers picked their man in the match, Ryan Hardy, no surprise. Hat-trick hero for them today. St Mirren, they ended up on the losing side, 4-3. But can you just pick a wee man in the match for St Mirren today?
I think today it has to be David Clarkson for me. A lot of people maybe say Keith Watterson should get it, but I think with the defensive mistakes that were made, you can't really give man of the match to defender today for St Mirren. So it would have to go to David Clarkson, who ran the show up front for most of the game. His interplay with Shankland at times was fantastic. The two of them have really hit it off since he's come in, and to top it off, he scored a fantastic goal.
Well, you can go to the local supermarket, buy a bottle of champagne and give it to David Clarkson. I'm sure that'll be consolation for him. But it's St Mirren fans have just now left the ground, and they're making their way back down to Renfrewshire and Paisley and wherever else they may hail from, and safe journeys to them on the way home. But it's, if you look at it from a neutral point of view, I know we're St Mirren Radio and we've got our St Mirren hats on, but it's a tremendous game of football and it has to be applauded. You don't get games like that much here in Scotland. It was a great advertisement for the league.
Yeah, it definitely was. I think though, you just have to look at the lower leagues, and you see the potential for lots and lots of goals. You know, League One is the highest average of goals a game, and you can get 4-3s and 5-2s and things down there. Not so much at this level. You know, the defences are a little bit better, not so much today. But for St Mirren, for Raith Rovers, they're going to look at this game as could have done better defensively, but did pretty no bad going forward.
Yeah, but it's just now we'll start to kind of dissect that before we can maybe cross over to Colette before she can get a wee word with the manager. We'll try and dissect this game as much as we can, but that makes the gap now 10 points for St Mirren in the playoff race, and it's kind of pretty much out of reach now, isn't it?
I mean, 10 points in 9 games isn't impossible, but when you see the games in hand that Raith Rovers, Queen of the South and Morton have all got, I think for St Mirren now it's all about shoring up that 7th place and maybe trying to nick 5th or 6th.
Absolutely. We'll just give, we'll, you know, try and maybe go through the goals one by one. We don't have the benefit of any TV monitors we have in the Shamirin TV is covering games in Paisley, but we have just our memories. But we'll go back to that first goal. It was early in the game. Ryan Hardy got through in goal. Defenders were all at sea, and he slotted the ball away. And just give your assessment on that one, Stephen.
Yeah, I think the main problem for that goal was Jack Baird sitting a few yards deeper than Webster, Irvine, and Watson. And when the three of them look at each other and think, how the heck's he onside? And they see that Jack Baird's those extra few yards behind, it gives Hardy a great chance just to get take his time, take a touch, get composed, and put it behind Langfield. And in that kind of circumstance at this level, there's not many keepers that you would expect to save that.
Absolutely. And we'll move on to our second goal now. And it was, I think it was Mark Stewart, it's 9 goals for him this season. He also pretty much carbon copied. It was a long ball beat the St Mirren defence, and he just got through and he just toe-poked the ball past Jamie Langfield.
Yeah, he did. There was a few more mistakes then in the run-up to that goal, though. You know, at one point, Andy Webster won the ball, and you're thinking he can maybe set St Mirren forward on an attack, and then he sort of left it for Raith Rovers to pick it up. And from that point on, Raith Rovers were able to get out of the defence. Andy Webster was out of position. Jack Baird was, again, sitting quite deep. Watson and Irvin sat back a little bit because Webster had moved forward, and the result was that they kind of all got to see. I don't think it really helped with Rocco Quinn having to go off injured a few minutes later, and maybe he's got in someone's way, and perhaps that's why Andy Webster was pushing a bit forward, and as a result Stewart gets in this time, and again it's just the same story for the finish.
Absolutely. And just the Rocco Quinn change, no confirmation or anything yet so far regarding the injury, but it did look like he had a nice pack on.
Yeah, hopefully it's just a little knock that meant he couldn't continue for the rest of the game. Sometimes you see that where they get the knock, that's them out for the game, they can't really continue, but they'll be fine once he's slept it off.
Scott Agnew came on. Scott has not featured much under Alex Ray, and came on today. And how do you feel Scott played? Personally myself, he was quite impressive.
Yeah, it's one of his better performances this season. You know, a couple of games towards the end of Ian Murray's reign, he didn't really have the delivery that we expected of him after the start of the season, and he wasn't really on top form, and as a result he got dropped to the bench even before Ian Murray left. And then in comes Alec Ray. He got a couple of chances at the start, and then Rocco Quinn, David Clarkson and that come in, change up the team, and they're jumping in ahead of him because you're thinking Rocco Quinn is a better player than Scott Agnew, and it showed to be so far. But on today's performance, you know, there's no reason why you can't step up and put Quinn under pressure for that for a regular starting place.
Well, we know he's certainly got the ability. I mean, we remember back in the first home game of the season he played against his old club, and he scored an absolute superb goal, and when it could be a goal of the season contender, whether it wins or not, who knows. But he's certainly got the ability, Scott Agnew, and he certainly put himself back in Alex Ray's thinking.
Yeah, definitely. I think you just have to look at the bench really and say that Alec Ray's got to be thinking about all those players, and hopefully next week what I'm really looking forward to is the return of Alec Cooper, if he can get back into the team, because he was one of their better players when he signed first off.
Yeah, Alex Cooper, he's been suffering from a lot of injuries since joining the club, so hopefully he'll get back into the club. Just doing a bit of a warm down on the pitch just now, and so we'll move on to the next goal, and it was St Mirren that got back into the game. It was a corner kick from Stephen Marlin, and it was met by the head of Keith Watson.
Yeah, at that time in the game, St Mirren were the better team. You know, they dominated the end of the second half and definitely deserved the goal.
And we'll just now cross over to Colette Carr, who is just caught up with Alex Ray.
Alex, is that a difficult one to take considering the effort at the end there?
Aye, we started the game slowly, and we didn't cope with balls getting played in behind us particularly well. And for 20 minutes to half time, we were the dominant team and get back in the game. And we just said to them at half time, he says, listen, we need to be wary of balls getting put over the top of us. And we nearly equalised with Keith Watson, header at the back post, and the keeper's tipped it over the bar. And but again, straight ball through the middle of the defence. Again, playing a asked them to play a high line. And we had a 10-minute period where we were rocking all over the place. And then obviously we find ourselves 4-1 down. But, you know, we fought our way back into the game. But if we defend like that, we're going to get that all the time. It was rubbish.
You said you felt you were the dominant team for the last 20 minutes of the first half. They gifted you a lot of corners, but they only managed to capitalise on what you maybe look at.
No. I think we create problems at corners. We were aggressive, and we're pleased that we've actually scored through one. So I'm really disappointed for the boys in terms of the effort and application they've put in, because I've put in a hell of a shift there. But they've had two periods, early part of the first half, and then a 10-minute period in that second half where we just went to pieces. And I was saying before the game that we conceded 3 goals in 6, and we looked relatively solid, but at the 2 periods within that game there, we were all over the place, 6s and 7s, and it just makes it impossible. You come away from home and scoring 3 goals and come away with nothing.
And get a nice pack in his leg, can you tell us anything about that?
Oh, it's a bit early to say, but it looks as if he may have pulled his calf.
That's like going forward, as you said, but it's a hard one to take, but encouraging to see the efforts.
No, listen, I don't think you can fault their desire, and I'm thankful for the fans that did stay, you know, because they got behind us right to the death, and you know, and we gave them a run for money. But as I said, if we defend like that, we're going to get that kind of, which is nothing, so it's disappointing.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Colette Carr, catching up with Alex Ray, pitch side here at Starks Park in Kirkcaldy. Would you make his comments, Stephen?
I think it's exactly what you'd expect to hear from him, you know, coming away from home, scoring 3 goals, you're going to expect to get something out of it, and to come up short is really, really disappointing. But having said that, to have been 4-1 down, put in all that effort, you know, it's another positive. Just like we said, the Ibrox, even though they didn't get anything out of the game, there are positives to look at. There are things that going forward are looking good. Perhaps this year they won't get a playoff, but maybe next year.
It's been one of those seasons, isn't it, for St Mirren, where it's just so close sometimes, but yet so far, and it's been just a gutting one for him. And you can tell that he's gutted in his voice.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how many times have we seen it being 1-0 or 2-1? Against St Mirren, you know, the 3-2 on occasion as well. So, you know, they've definitely been in games, and that's another positive, I suppose you can say, is that they're always in the games. They just haven't quite always got the result. Under Alec Ray, though, they've been able to turn things round, and at home, you know, they're going for 4 clean sheets in a row at home. So even though it's not been so great today, next up is a good chance to try and get longest ever run at the Paisley 2021 Stadium without conceding a goal.
Well, that's certainly a record there. We'll just go back to, you know, just kind of dissecting the play. It was 2-1 at half time, the teams came back out, and Ryan Hardy then got his third.
Yeah, and I can't quite remember which one it was that was the carbon copy of the first goal, but, you know, it was almost exactly the same, that Jack Beale drops a little bit deeper and it allows Hardy to be onside, and he doesn't need to be onside to have the pace on Irvin and Webster. You saw that for most of the game that he had it, and giving them a yard start, he was always going to score.
Well, I should say, he got Rafe Rovers his third, he then got his third in the match ball. I mean, he made it 4-1, but then St Mirren got back in through David Clarkson, your man of the match.
Yeah, and I can't believe that. I mean, one of the things that we've said a few times about St Mirren this year is that they've been slow to close players down, and that's something that Alec Ray's turned round. They've been closing players down and not let them have strikes from distance. Clarkson had 4 or 5 touches around the edge of the box. No Raith Rovers player really closed them down. There were 3 or 4 players in between him and Cuthbert. The goalkeeper's unsighted, the shot's on target, leaves the goalkeeper standing, and it's a good finish from him.
And then St Mirren, as I said throughout the broadcast, they dared to dream, as Watson just dragged the ball into the corner, and well, the corner in the net, and made it 4-3, and it was just heartbreak from then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, considering the amount of chances that St Mirren created today. You know, that was another good finish from Keith Watson. You know, as a defender, to have a finish like that is absolutely fantastic. So you know that if the ball drops him in the box from a corner or whatever, he's got a good chance to at least hitting the target. You know, and we saw from Andy Webster in the first half as well that he can unleash a pretty lethal shot as well. So they created chances today, which towards the end of the game last week, and midweek anyway, they didn't do. Ibrox, they weren't really able to break down the Rangers defence, just because I think the fitness of the Rangers players was that little bit better than the St Mirren players. Not a few of them you would probably say were as gifted technically, just fitness would made a big difference at Ibrox. Whereas with Falkirk, two teams that you would put on a level playing field, you know, St Mirren dominated that game, created more chances than Falkirk. The thing they didn't do was create a clear cut chance in the last 20 minutes that would have won them the game.
Well, it's Queen of the South next week at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. You said if they don't concede, it will be the longest I've ever not conceded a goal at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. How do you see next week going?
Well, it depends which team turns up. The team with today's defence, or the team with the defence that the home team have had the last few times at over in Paisley. If they can get sorted at the back, I don't think Queen of the South have a Ryan Hardy, so they maybe don't really have to worry about that kind of pressure for the long ball played through. But at times this season, you know, when that long ball's been played through, Andy Webster and Jack Baird have been first to it every single time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure what happened today.
Is it possible they maybe best suited going up against the likes of Derek Lyle and Ian Russell next week, where, you know, they've not got the legs to try and get past Baird and Webster?
Yeah, possibly. You know, Lyle's a... To me, Derek Lyle is very, very similar to Stephen Thompson. You know, they're two big players. They hold the ball up well. They're good. They can win the ball in the air quite well, but they don't necessarily have the pace. Having said that, Stephen Thompson did prove us wrong the last time Queen of the South were there. So if they can, I mean, I think Andy Webster's got a good chance. If he gets in a battle with Derek Lyle, then he can definitely win it.
Absolutely. And just, you know, sum up, you know, like probably the feeling that Alex Ray's given out, that, you know, it's not all too bad, but there's certainly areas to improve, such as today's defending.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, to be honest, over the course of the season, you'll have said the defence is an area that they've needed to improve on. So the fact that they have improved on it, and they've had they've taken a step back today, maybe isn't a bad thing, because they can pick themselves up, they can have a look at the video. They don't have to worry about Ryan Hardy next week, of course, so hopefully they can defend a little bit better, and you know, if Stephen Mallon gets a free kick, or they might not even need that because of the way the chances they created today, the chances they created at Falkirk.
Well, thanks very much, Stephen, for your co-commentary and analysis today. It's an absolute joy to be sitting here with you at Starks Park, despite the result. So next week, it's Queen of the South. You can join us here live on St Mirren Radio if you live abroad, which I know some of you do. You can also watch the game on one of the game passes on St Mirren TV. You can get that through the SMFC TV website, and you can just get a link through that through the cover. You can go through Twitter as well. And it's ended 4-3 today. Still no wins here since 2005 for St Mirren, but it was a lot to improve. Thanks for listening.
St Mirren Radio.